Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Infinite Booker Psychic Hour. Well, I guess it's not quite afternoon yet here in California. It's actually 11. We decided to move, to experiment with a different time slot today. So here we are. And our call-in number, as always, 914-338-0164. Hoping to hear from some of you today. Remember to press 1 if you would like to speak with us. And we invite you to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour, where you may also follow us. Okay, so I'm just posting the show. And Neil, do you want to get us started on our, what are we talking about? The soul, well, and spirit connecting to it? I might want to.
Well, the question about.
Type the number correctly here.
How to connect to your soul and spirit in order to activate those psychic energies that we all have, whether they're active or not. Well, the first rule of thumb, would be just the consciousness of wanting to do it, of having that awareness that we have a soul and a spirit. They're two separate things. The soul being more connected to the earth journeys throughout time and space. And the spirit, inclusive of that, rising above that to higher, much higher astral realms that have nothing to do with the planet itself and the energies of it or experiences, which takes it into a much more abstract level in our rational mind. But how do we get into that place? First of all, I believe you have to kind of settle yourself into a place of calmness, tranquility, harmony, realizing that you're connected to all things on the planet, organic, inorganic, all forms of life, all forms of nature, all forms of humanity, that you are, that within you, you have the universe. The universe is within your soul. And as you go into that zone, you have to understand that there is a inner journey that you take through that imagery and consciousness and converting it into a kind of molecular vibrational energy field so that you can penetrate deeply into your soul. And when you're doing that, sometimes the experience will be, if you are operating the controls correctly, a kind of falling inside yourself, like you're falling deeper and deeper inside yourself.
Almost like hypnotized.
Almost like being hypnotized, but you're doing the hypnotizing. You're feeling like you're plunging deep in the liquid content of your body. And you can almost feel your blood all going inside your head. And at the same time, from that position of thought, you're plunging down into the basis of the earth, into the earth's core. But you're doing it within the body. So you do feel this sense of sinking, not sinking depression, but a sinking sensation where you're losing really firm control of your physical body. You're releasing it as much as you're encased in it. And as that happens, if you don't panic and struggle and you let yourself drift forever downward and inward, you will begin to have a different sense of breathing. It's almost like you stop breathing, but you're breathing at the same time. This is the beginning of entering the door of the psychic realm. Because in the psychic realm, you literally can't take breath into the past or the future. You can only breathe in the moment that you are living. And that the closest moment to that is the next second in time. What you're doing in the astral world is you're transcending that second in time, that breath that rapidly follows the next breath, and you're connecting it to an eternal breath that has really nothing to do with the physicality of time, but the nature of the soul essence of time. And when that's done, then you've started the engines. You started the silent motion of astral travel. Did you say you were going to say something?
Yeah, we have a caller.
Oh, okay. We can stop for a moment.
Hi, you're on the air. The caller dropped.
Oh.
Okay.
Appropriate to the sense of dropping.
Why, that happened last show too.
So while this is happening, according to your level of sophistication, astral travel, your mind is also preoccupied with the thought of where, in fact, in time and space, or beyond the limits of time and space, you're going to be traveling to.
Oh, boy. Okay, we have our caller back. Are you connected, caller? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, did you call for the show? Did you want to, do you have a question or anything?
I just heard about a physical reading.
What?
Oh, a physical reading?
Yeah.
You want to get a reading right now on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name?
Justin.
Okay.
Justin. J-U-S-T-I-N, right?
Yeah.
And what's your birthday, Justin?
December 1st, 2002.
December 1st,
2002. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He's an 8. That's what I thought. Okay, so your master number's 8. Wow. So, Justin, you've not called our show in the past?
No.
So you would have had you have a very low karmic number. You don't have to reduce it to get to the master number.
Yeah, people born at the
turn of the century.
People born at the turn of the century have a very special, unique energy. And so far that karmically speaking, your numbers are very low. And your number is 8, Justin, which qualifies you to have changes of life every 8 years. Your master number is 8. You have changes of life every 8 years, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And you actually have a kind of a unique ability to enter the third eye because you have 3 2s, which is
six,
which is the sixth chakra. But just for the sake of conversation right now, do you recall any strong events around the age of 8?
I'm not too sure. I can't really think of any right now.
Okay.
You can't think of any right now. Okay.
Let's see, how old is he? He's 18.
Yeah.
He's 18 years old. Oh, wow. Oh, boy. How are you going through changes? you know, your master number is 8, so that means 16 would have been a change. But at 16, Justin, your mind and brain would have started to think about higher aspects of your future and possibly connecting to the very thing you're going to be doing in life. So what's interesting about your energy is that you have this advantage. Maybe you don't agree with us, but you have an advantage of knowing, or at least maybe you don't know it yet, but you will, of knowing what your true destiny is going to be on this planet in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that could, there's a strong sense of artistic energy in your soul, but also management energy. So, I mean, we could say that, for instance, Mick Jagger is an artist and a manager, because he created his world. You know, people who create their artistic world and build another world around it beyond creativity, they become managers as well. But it doesn't mean you have to be musically inclined, specifically artistically inclined. Maybe you are. But there is a certain seed of imagination in your mind that I feel is paramount to your outstanding years coming up. So there's something, I'm not sure what it is yet, but there's something important that you're supposed to do. Now, I don't know if you have that preoccupation with your mind as we speak, if you feel there's a meaning in your life and you're grasping for it, or you've already enveloped it as an idea, but it could certainly involve a design of sorts, a creative design. So there's something that's drawing towards your mindset in terms of a visual way. And that could be in many different ways, even in sports, how they develop the surfboard, Jacobs or Dewey Weber, how they develop their surfboards. There's something of creative design. If any of this makes sense so far, let us know.
Yeah, I know it does. Like, I'm like grading stuff and like doing like that kind of stuff.
Decorating like interior design or?
Yeah, exactly that.
Okay.
Perfect. Oh, you're going to be successful. You're going to be successful. You know, we have to, you're still young, but that has nothing to do with your soul. So for instance, if you were interior designing a home or even in the industry, in the movies, a movie set, your mind has the ability to construct creatively, artistically, but you see, in your case, Justin, it will be in regard to something that is outstanding and vibrantly visible to the world, meaning that there's going to be a level of attention to where you gain attention. You're just not going to be doing it privately or, you know, individually. You know, you decorate somebody's home and then you go to somebody else's home, you decorate and you kind of build your clientele or whatever. I think you're going to be hitting some kind of notoriety. That's what I sense about you. What
did you have a specific question that you wanted to ask today, Justin?
Not really. Maybe like how I'm gonna be able to like get to like where I'm supposed to be like getting, you know what I mean? Like what I could be doing to help me achieve what I'm like destined to be in life.
As far as your career goals, are you talking about your career goals?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you planning on going to, you're 18, right?
Yeah.
You turned 19 in December. So did you graduate high school last year?
Yeah.
And are you planning on doing any further education for interior design, or are you in school now?
I'm in school for personal support worker.
Personal, what's that?
It's like kind of like the nursing field.
Nursing field.
Nursing.
So that's
yeah.
a little bit different than design. So it sounds like your passion is design, but you have to get a job, or you have to go to school to get an education in an area where you can support yourself while you're doing design work.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's simple, Justin. I mean, look at your birthday. Let's look at your birthday. 1-2-1. That adds up to a four. And there's a solid two there, and there are two ones. Now, when we look at the other side of your birth date, you have two solid twos. So, you know, the only thing of concern that would lend itself to, not, you know, you could be going into nursing, and you could be doing that on some karmic level, but we're saying that the high another level of your journey, Justin, will be artistic and interior design. So I don't think there's any confusion in trying to do both simultaneously. However, your problems might be challenged in the area of relationship. If you have troubling, you know, you're young, but if you have troubling relationships or identity stuff or whatever, that might be part of your journey that you have to kind of work through, that convolution of thought and personality and psyche, until you finally realize, you know, the grounding of your energy. So if you do, in fact, have at this point in time some challenging aspects in relationships, don't worry about it. It's karmic. It will resolve itself as you mature.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I wouldn't panic about it on whatever level that may be on a personal level, Justin, whether you do, if you do have troubling relationships, or there was in your family, or there is with your significant others or your love interests, whatever that might be, if that applies, don't worry about it. It does work itself out as you mature. And you will still be relatively young once you find that distinct balance. But, you know, you're an older soul, and you came in with a certain amount of confusion. Well, not confusion, but troubling past life. You've had some trouble in your past lives, which could have resulted in some mismanagement of family affairs as you were growing up. Did you grow up in a stable relationship with your family, or was it a little bit erratic?
No, stable.
Yeah, because of that two factor. Because that two factor, the solid two, would make it stable. How about, you know, you're 18. Have you been in any personal relationships with any people that you were, you know, close to?
Yeah.
And did it last? Go ahead.
No, not really.
Yeah.
There was, a lot of arguing, and, yeah, I don't know if it's me, I don't know if it's, but, yeah, there's just a lot of, every relationship, a lot of arguing.
Yeah, don't worry about it, Justin. It's just, one is just the adjustment of growing up and getting mature and finding yourself, and the other was karma. So a lot of those arguments come from the energy fields of your soul, which have probably been in a more haphazard relationship dramas than you've ever had before in this lifetime, but you brought them in. So I'm not worried about it. You're going to have a stable relationship. I'm not worried about as you get older. I don't know. I mean, you might have to be 24 years old before you find the perfect place for a relationship. Who cares? That's young. You've got a lot to think about. If you're going into a support system for others or nursing field, and you're also trying to develop the higher breath field of artistic integrity in terms of interior design, you've got a journey. So you should stay in the schooling aspect. You should develop your theory. Be very diligent, Justin. Test your intelligence. Look at the way you theorize space and how you decorate any given empty space dimension. And then conceptualize what space and object, how they relate, how they correlate. Are you interested? Would you ever at all be interested in interior design for movie sets?
Oh, yeah, I actually thought of that before.
That's where I think you're going. That's where I think your future is, if you want to know the truth. So I would study the history, if you haven't already, study the history of interior design on movie sets, what it means pertinent to the movie, what it means pertinent to the object. You know, this movie came out called The Father with Anthony Hopkins, and they're sort of the critics are talking a lot about the interior design because it takes a lot. It takes the settings are in the house, so there's this strong element of how they're connecting the interior design of the house as the interior world of this man who's suffering from Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's.
And they're saying that the disruption and disintegration and cluttered essence of the man's mind is incorporated in the interior design of the sets. Now that's intriguing, don't you think? That's what you got to start thinking about, because you are also involved in the psyche of health and nursing. So you have your mental mind has to start connect with your artistic ambition and how you make a statement about interior design. And it doesn't all have to be psychologically insane. I mean, you can do all kinds of beautiful things with design.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where you need to be. And if I were you, Justin, I would start hitting life with every minute of concentration, study, endeavor. Don't worry about relationships right now. That will come into play later. And I would devote myself to that. It all depends on what your disciplinary notes are within yourself, you know, how disciplined you are.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, you have to think back in ancient days, people like Mozart were giving concerts at 11 years old. So you have to really consider the journey you're in right now. You're 18 years old. And it's time that you start to really start to apply yourself, because there's no reason why by the age of 24, you're not doing set decorations for movies.
Yeah.
I don't know if that answers your question, or if you have a question more specifically you want to ask upon what we've just said.
We just want to let our other callers, so 805, we'll get to you in just a few moments. You know, studying people that have done set design and how they got to where they are in their careers, learning about their paths and maybe doing some of the same, taking some of the same steps that they did. Because it sounds like, I mean, what are you doing right now at all to move into the set designing or interior decorating world? Since are you a full-time student?
Yeah.
So what in your spare time are you able to put energy into working towards your creative goals?
I haven't really been doing a lot towards the interior. Like, that's just something I like to do, but I just chose to do the nursing just because I feel like most of the time nursing is like a little, like I'll be a little more wealthier in the future.
Wealthy.
So I'm just trying to like.
Oh.
Pardon me?
Well, your master number suggests wealth. So if your brain is trying to think of doing something of high standard, nursing, and you're thinking, well, maybe that might bring me also wealth without corruption, you're in the right line. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, what we're doing is something that's practical, nursing, which is a high endeavor, but also leading to something that might stabilize you in terms of income. And then we're looking at your side of your brain, probably your left side brain, in terms of decorating. So,
right.
You know, your brain, both sides of your brain are sort of clicking away, click, click, click. They're clicking away, and you're trying to find some union of energy. But look at it this way, since you are in the mindset of interior decorating. Look at the 1-2-1 as reflective of 2-2 and the other side of your year.
But isn't right the right brain is more artistic, the decorating, not the
left.
Yeah,
the right
brain. Yeah.
The right hemisphere would be more correct. You see, but look at that. Because you see, look, the two ones have to be fused together to make it look like a 2-2. But the reason that they're not used together is because you're dealing with a duality of consciousness in your mind. Not every person going to nursing is also thinking about interior decorating. So you have a certain attitude of energy. There's no problem in what you're doing. It's not a conflict. It's just a movement through time and space before you find your center. And there's no reason why you can't follow through on both journeys. I mean, I think you're going through a journey between 16 and 24 as we speak.
Yeah, well, he's on his second cycle of eight.
Yeah.
24 will be your next cycle of your master number.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in that zone. I mean, I don't know how disciplined you, how well did you do in high school? Were you a good student?
I wasn't the best, to be honest.
Change your tune now. Follow through on nursing and you know, take a deep breath and figure out how Justin's going to apply himself. Because if you're looking for financial stability, then follow through on what you're doing, but don't neglect your artistic side. Mm-hmm. And you're going to do fine. You'll see. You'll do fine.
Okay. Does that help, Justin?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Take care.
See you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. We have a caller from 805. Is this John?
Yes.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
Well, I have notes. We both take notes. So I have your number right now. Here.
I tried calling the following show after, but I don't know, it couldn't go through or something. It was weird.
Okay. So you're 815, 1979, John.
Yes.
And you're in construction, you told
us. Yeah.
You know, what's weird about your voice is that I didn't feel construction. You seem, I'm surprised because you seem to have, not that people in construction can't be gentle and you know, have a balance of their masculine and feminine, but you seem to be that kind of guy. And the fact that you're calling a psychic show, but you're a construction worker, we don't get too many people in construction calling our show.
Oh, yeah. I'm like more like in the office kind of type role.
Okay. So you are, how old are you, John?
41.
41. So you just, wait a second, when did you
just
turn?
40.
So in 2019, you would have had a change. Throughout that whole year of 2019. What happened then?
I 2019, I guess, my first thing I need to think of is the relationship I was in that I kind of separated from.
A relationship that broke up?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that was your change.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. And, you know, just curious, we were talking about to Justin about artistic endeavors, but do you have any artistic interests or talents?
I feel, you know, have creative side and stuff. I don't know what it would be, but.
Well, it's hard to hear you. It's like muffled. Are you having a hard time hearing him? Just repeat what you said, but clearer.
Oh, I'm sorry. No,
that's okay.
I feel the, you know, having some kind of creative, artistic, I guess, a side of me, but, I mean, you know, I'm not sure what it would be. I've, you know, tried all kinds of stuff before, but, yeah.
You've tried to do what before? Sorry.
Different things before, whatever, and, you know, nothing really stuck.
Okay.
Well, Right now, I want to ask you a question, whether it's yes or no. Are you an uncle? Do you have any siblings that have children?
Yeah.
Because I don't know why I'm picking that up yet. Maybe it's just a vibrational punch, you know, I'm getting about you. Are you, would you consider your, are you a hands-on uncle or kind of distant?
Distant. I mean, my sister and her kids, they live in Oakland.
Oakland? It's, wait,
Oakland.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Are you on a headset, John?
Yeah. You want me to take it off?
It might be, if you're able to, if you're not driving.
Yeah, hold on. Let me
I think that's why we're having problems him.
Hello?
Hi.
That's
better.
Okay. Yeah, is that better? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, so they live in Oakland. You're kind of distant. Are you happy at your job? Do you feel complete there, like it's there for a while? Are you content?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Not too hard. Not too stressful as most jobs are usually, but I find it's okay.
Okay, so what we're looking at, what we're seeing, John, Chris, and I, is you're sort of living this life, and you're kind of content at your job. You're not really sure. You have some artistic, you know, interests, but you're not really sure where that's going. Is he single? Are you single or married?
Yeah. I think like question or concern or kind of you know, with relationships as far as, you know, but then I asked before, like, about, like, you know, my karma and, you know, quite asinine, like, I mean, you know, like, what is it that, I mean, there's something I feel I need to fix and, you know, like, you know, what it would be and how to fix it.
Well, if you're going, you see, the consciousness of going into a past life isn't always available to the person. We don't always know what our past lives are unless we really connect. So you know, you ask people like us who are supposed to have some sensitivity to where your past life may have been. But when I look at your soul immediately and I try to find a past life, what I see, whether you're doing it in this lifetime or not, I see you working on cars. You're like really involved in automobiles. Now, first of all, do automobiles have any significance to you in this lifetime, or are they just a means of transportation?
Yeah, just means transportation. I'm not really too I do some basic stuff as far as when it comes to cars, as you know, but when. Like fixing them and stuff, and how to, you know, put them together, and you know.
What kind of car do you have? What kind of car?
I have a Camry right now.
Camry.
Okay. Now, do you ever envision yourself in a relationship that is like you're living with the person and you're established, and this is you're very happy with the person? Do you ever see yourself being there?
I mean, that's where I would like to be, yeah, but it seems, very difficult. I picture myself like that, but how difficult it would be is of getting there. That's what it's running to me right now.
I think you're going to get there. I'm not giving you a pep talk, but I think you'll get there. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say his master number is 440. So, you know, that's a high karmic number. You had to change late in life, but your master number is also broken up in your 815. It's 13-4,
yeah.
Right? Didn't I do that?
Yeah.
No, it's
14-5. It's
14-5, but there's between the 1 and the 5 is your master number. There's a 4. So you have challenges with balance in this lifetime.
I was gonna say, as far as like with numbers and you know, like birthday and you know, there's like a certain number that I mean, I don't know if it means anything or what, you know, but it seems like, you know, it's there all in my birthday. I guess, should I tell you what it is as far as, okay, you know, my name is John. My mother named me after John Kennedy, right? Happens to be the 35th president. I don't know. You get the 3 and 5, you add it, it's equals to August, and then you multiply it equals up to 15. That's my birthday.
Yeah.
There's a little bit more to it, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I was born on 9:35 a.m. on Wednesday. And, I mean, it just seems too coincidental to me. But
you mean you think you're the past? Is that what you're saying?
I don't have anything like that. You know, it's just that the number 35 is very, it just makes, like, it's just too coincidental, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just like wondering if there's anything, you know, any meaning or is it just, you know, coincidence?
Well, you mean to the number 35? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, first of all, if your mother intentionally named you John after John Kennedy, there's got to be something in the consciousness of your mother that admired him as a president. And so she decided to name her child after this president. Of course, he met a tragic end, and this we're talking about in the 60s, you know, and 61, 62, and he was only president for a short period of time. He only had a certain amount of life. But when we get into 33-5, what we're really getting into is the energy of that means that there's some, well, you said 35. It, when you look at an eight, we always have to split up an eight in one way or another, whether it's 7 and 1 or 6 and 2. If we go to 3 and 5, we're talking about a couple of things. One, we're talking about the stomach chakra and the vocal chakra. Have you ever had any trouble where you have to wrestle with weight problems, anything with diet?
I still am overweight and stuff. I think I need to start having a better diet and, you know, to be a little bit more healthy in a way like that.
Okay, so that's one note to start on. So one note, see, that's in the body construction. And if you're not saying you're grossly overweight, but you can improve on your diet and tighten yourself up, start to do that. Start to do that.
Yeah, it's something I need to do.
Okay.
I've been thinking about trying to do.
Well, let's start on that first. Then there is, there seems to be something. Are you prone? Are you in an energy where you are gay, straight, bisexual? If you don't mind, where's your head at? Where's your soul? Where's your spirit on this matter?
I'm straight, I guess. I believe.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So as long as that's where your brain is going, your soul and everything going right now, there seems to be, if you want to know the truth, I seem to feel this individual, and it didn't matter if it was going to be male or female, it's going to come out of the same arena, of a group experience. So there's something where you need to move forward into some kind of like-minded group experience. And now that the pandemic's sort of clearing up and we're starting to relax our restrictions, there's something in there. So tell me, what are your hobbies? What do you do when you're not working?
I don't know. I play cards, you know, with friends and, you know, that type of stuff. That's what I usually do on my spare time, I guess, or whenever, you know, for fun.
Play cards? Play cards?
Yeah.
Are you more friends? Hmm. Are most of these guy friends just guy friends you hang out with?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if your brain is somewhat centered on the fact of being heterosexual and you're looking for perhaps a woman in your life, you need to move a little bit. You need to edge your mind. You need to straighten your body out through diet and exercise. And then you need to slowly move into a realm where females would be involved in a group that you're interested in. You might have to do a search on that. And then from there, and this can be anywhere, John, and you could, I mean, it could be hobbies, it could be hiking, it could be sports, it could be church. It doesn't matter. I'm only seeing that this female emerges from a social group. And there's somebody somewhere in time and space that you'll encounter named Nancy. Now, Nancy may be a figure that appears. It may not be the girlfriend or anything, but it may be somebody that you
like
encounter.
A signpost that maybe the girlfriend is forthcoming. It may not be like
just
a person.
Just a name that appears that would give you a significant alert sign that something's on its way. Have you ever encountered anybody named Nancy in your lifetime so far?
Before, a long time ago. But it didn't feel any like significance.
It doesn't matter.
Well, just tell us this insignificant moment you had. Who is she? How did you know her?
It was someone I known in high school. Only one I could think of that
Did you ever? Did you ever have a girlfriend in high school?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's good news. What was her name and what was the relationship like?
I had her name was Rosalyn, and we lived in different cities, we didn't see too much of each other, I guess. It was a little distance as far as that at the time, because weren't old enough to drive yet and stuff.
That's weird that he says Rosalyn, because we're talking about presidents, and Rosalynn Carter was the first lady. I mean, he's talking about John Kennedy. I know it's not, related, but it's just interesting that it would.
Well, I think there was a Rose Kennedy.
Yeah, I think there was.
There was a Rose Kennedy.
I think there was.
But you see what that means, John, is that in that period of your life, your total connection to females was at a distance. So we're trying to bridge this distance in, and the fact that you've already turned 40 makes it easier. You're born in 79, which is great numbers to deal with. Those are good numbers to deal with, regardless of what you were considering to be 35. 35 is 1 year short of a multiple of 9. It's 3 years shy or 1 year shy of a multiple of 8. A 4.
Isn't 4 my master number?
4 is your master number.
4 is your master number.
4 is your master number. And we're talking about themes of balance, balancing his fate, balancing his social life. You know, right now it sounds like he's hanging out with his friends, playing cards, mostly with men. Maybe he needs to broaden his horizons rather and get into situations where he may encounter women. Because probably around a card table full of guys, you're not going to meet too many ladies.
If I was to go out and in public places there where I could play cards, but meeting a woman there, it's very, very, mainly males are or there, but there are some women, but I don't know.
So you're saying that probably that's not the environment where you want to meet a woman, is in a card hall.
Not necessarily. I mean, it's just where I go, as and but not necessarily.
Well, I don't know. You know, today's world on the internet, if there are people who play cards or like to do cards, somebody you could meet up with, you don't have to find your companion through cards. You don't need to do that. It's just an option.
Yeah. I mean, if I do that, that'd be nice. But I mean, you know, I'm not like expecting to, or I mean, anticipating that.
Right. But you see, what you have to do, John, now that you've reached 40, what you have to do is break the mold, because you don't want to be, you know, there was this movie called Marty. And in the movie Marty, you should see it with Ernest Borgnine. You should just watch it. All they did was these group of guys did the same thing every weekend. Every weekend they played cards. They hung out every weekend. Well, Marty suddenly falls in love with this girl. And Marty's just a regular guy, and so is the girl. But what happens is they fall in love, and Marty decides to take a step out of his normal social circle and grab onto love. And that was this whole movie about. It was written by a guy named Paddy Chayefsky, and the movie won Best Picture and Best Actor back in that day. But this was back in the day of Kennedy.
Oh, really?
So just for the fun of it, watch Marty with Ernest Borgnine.
That's the name of it, the movie? Is
the
Marty?
Movie, Marty. You're going to find it old-fashioned, but I want you to watch it. And after you watch it.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And after you watch it, call back the show and tell us what you think of it. Because I think you're going to find love. I think you're going to break into love. That's what I think. But we're trying to figure out how to squeeze through the curtain to get there.
Yeah. I mean, that's, really my, I guess, main concern is to, you know what it's like to be in love.
You're going to find that. I think you're going to find it. We got to figure out psychically how we can penetrate and get into that world to see which corridor you got to go through. So we're right now experimenting.
With Marty.
With Marty and...
I'll check it out.
Getting more fit. Now, you know, don't forget it's an older movie, but just watch it. And then tell me what you think of it. But follow through this man's journey, because he reminds me of the situation you're in.
And who's the lead actor?
The lead actor, Ernest Borgnine.
Ernest,
E-R-N-E-S-T, B-O-R-G-A-I.
No, I think it's N-I-N-I.
Did you ever see The Wild Bunch?
B-O-R-G-N-I-N-E, I believe.
Yeah. You watch much movies?
I'm just wanting to know what the name, so I could, you know, make sure I know which one. It'd probably be easier if I look it up like that.
Ernest Borgnine, Marty, M-A-R-T-Y, and it was about 1962 or 63, and I think Kennedy was about then.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
yeah,
John.
I'll check it out. I'll check it out and try to give you guys a call whenever I can. I mean, I'm usually working when you guys have your show and stuff, but I'll check out the movie and I'll, you know, try to get back to you guys.
Sounds good, John.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That movie was a surprise hit because it was up against some really important films that year, and people were shocked that Marty won and Ernest Borgnine, because that year it was up against some pretty big hitters. But Paddy Chayefsky is a brilliant screenwriter, so no problem there.
Okay.
Was it brilliant?
Was. 650 and Ernest Borgnine is no longer alive. 650, you're there.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. So I had a question regarding my daughter. As with many people,
what's your name?
My name is Zara.
That's right. Okay. Hi, Zara.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Thank you. So I have a question regarding my daughter. Would you need her birthday?
That would be good. Yeah. Let's get yours and hers, okay. Please.
Okay. Sure. Mine is 9/6/65. My daughter is 12/2/90.
Okay.
So my daughter recently gained some weight because of COVID and all the restrictions. I guess everyone's stuck at home and, you know, some people have been eating more. And she's gained a, you know, considerable amount of weight, and I was concerned and told her that maybe she should start exercising or look for ways. I was trying to help her look to find a plan to lose the weight. She basically shut me down and said she didn't care. And I'm just wondering if you guys have any intuitive sense of what's going on with her. Does she actually not care, or is there something else? I don't know.
Is she depressed? I mean, is she depressed? I think we talked. I think that's where it's
you
coming.
Did. You mentioned you right.
Yeah.
Once a long time. Yeah, a few months back, I had called.
Yes, and I said that, and you said no, she's not. I think that it's depression, personally. But what?
Yeah.
I mean,
no. Go ahead. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. No. Go ahead.
okay. Yeah. I mean, every now and then she gets a little melancholy, but nothing clinical where she needs to actually see someone. She actually does keep rather busy with her work, but somehow, like being closed, you know, closed up and with the restrictions placed upon everyone, I think she just sort of turned to food just to, I don't know, comfort or keep herself occupied. She was baking more and cooking more just because she was confined to the house. And I just, you know, got a little carried away. But anything else? I mean, is it just depression and that's it, or?
Two questions. Is the relationship, is there a stable father in the family?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And what's her history with in relationships? Has she been hurt, to your knowledge?
Yes, she has been hurt. And I might add that the father has been in and out. He's always been loving and kind and stable, but due to his work, would travel often. That's one thing to note. But he takes a very he makes his best to be in touch. You know,
tries to show an interest in her.
Yeah, vital. Show an interest in her life and plays a, you know, significant role in helping her. You know, just to be there for her. As a guidance and
Zara.
And regards to her relationships, yeah, she's been hurt, and one guy in particular did a number on her, but I think it seems that she is over him. And
What happened is mm-hmm. that the experience goes deep into her soul, and there's something mm-hmm. I think she's carrying, where maybe in a very, very deep, private way, she doesn't feel confident about being in a relationship or finding one. And those mm-hmm. hurts have been buried in her emotional state to where mm-hmm. she started to feel like, what's the use? I'm never going to find anyone. I'm going to get hurt. Now this figure is more than just surface. You're not going to find it on the mm-hmm. surface. But I think mm-hmm. that is going on to where her self-esteem has been damaged due to these relationships, and her mm-hmm. level of hope fell downward in regard to mm-hmm. relationships. She's starting to not care.
Mm. I know, right. Right.
Now, you know, if we look at her social circle, if she has like three or four girls that she's really close and they hang out, that would be a good sign of some future indication of something happening. But I will say this, there seems to be somebody with a J sound, like Jack or something, that I feel is coming in her life, where this guy might bring her back to feeling good about herself. And this one wouldn't, I mean, what is she? How old is she? 30?
30.
And she's living at home?
No. She lives on her own independently.
What kind of work does she do?
She runs a nonprofit.
Under what kind of a theme is it?
It's actually about health.
Well, it's health.
Okay.
Health related.
You're asking for the intuitive part of your question would be she's been hurt by these past relationships and it got down deeper into her soul, and it's kind of challenged her expectations of being with somebody.
And you've got to try to find a way to, not alienate her, because you two are close.
We're close, but we butt heads. We are close, though.
Yeah, you have an intense connection with her. She's a 9, right? Did I add that up right? Zara herself?
She's a 6.
You're a 9, right?
She's a 9.
So you hold both of your master numbers in your month and day, 9 and 6, and then you hold her master number in your year. And your years become your master numbers, your respective master numbers. So there's an intense connection between the two of you. Your month and day, or her month and day rather, adds up to the last number in your year. So there's a lot of correlations in the numerical themes. But you don't want to alienate her. And it sounds like, it's tough being a mom, I think, and having to... broach uncomfortable subject.
Right.
You were in this corridor of intuition, and if you're you're trying to gather from us what we think and feel, I can only tell you that I see this guy coming towards her, this man that might transform her life. We don't have a lot of time left, but that might be the transformation that she experiences, because her journey right now is going to be about transformation. She's 30, and she's on a multiple of 6 times 5. And 5 is the way she's made up of 1, 2, 2. So I think this year she may experience somebody. Don't be surprised if somebody comes in and she starts to take a different initiative about herself.
That's great. Well, let's hope for the best. I know you're running out of time. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Zara.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. We are out of time. 519 is waiting, but we don't really have time today, unfortunately. But we're back on the air. What are we doing next on Friday? We're back at 9?
It'll be a surprise.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a surprise. We haven't decided on our timing yet, but we are back on the air on Friday at some point. And we will hopefully speak with you then. Bye-bye.